As we begin our Catholic Schools Week celebration today, I think it's fitting and so wonderful that we do so here at Mass, where we all gather as God's family to be like the disciples in the Gospel, where it says that Jesus went up to teach. He sat down and everyone sat down and listened to Jesus teach. That's how the faith has been handed on generation after generation. Parents, priests, educators sit down with their class and they teach. We pass on the faith to one generation to the next. And we realize today that if you stop and think about it, it only takes one or two generations to lose the faith. If we didn't keep passing it on, it would not exist. A great responsibility that we have. You know, that responsibility to hand on the faith to our children, it goes all the way back to the rite of baptism. I love to baptize little babies here at Most Pure Heart of Mary Church, and I even teach the classes that help prepare people for baptism. One of the beautiful prayers that we pray during baptism is a blessing over the Father at the very end. And we pray that the Father, along with his wife, will be the first teachers of their children in the ways of the faith. May they be also the best of teachers, bearing witness to the faith by what they say and do in Jesus Christ our Lord. That is kind of the model for passing on the faith. Much as we celebrate our Catholic schools today and all the people at Most Pure Heart of Mary School and Hayden High School and all our schools that help pass on the faith, the primary school in the ways of faith has been and always will be the family. In baptism, the parents and the godparents promise that they will do their best to see that the great gift of faith that is given in baptism is allowed to grow strong in the hearts of God's people. In fact, the church won't even let us baptize a little baby unless we have a well-founded hope that the parents are strong in their faith and will raise that child to know and love God. All of the studies show us that the single biggest factor determining whether or not someone will grow up to believe in God and love God is, did their parents, was Jesus talked about at home? Did the family pray together? Did the family, as St. Paul tells us, make their boast in God? The family is the first school in the ways of faith. And we continue to pray today that through God's gift, it will continue to be the best of teachers. We pray for husbands and wives that they would recognize their great role in being the primary educators of their children. The church documents that talk about Catholic education always first emphasize that mom and dad are the primary teachers. With that in mind, we are grateful today for our Catholic schools. One of the great tools that parents have to assist them in educating their children. We have a wonderful school here at Most Pure Heart of Mary. I thoroughly enjoy being a priest here, partly because of our school. It's true that we have many Standards of Excellence awards that we get. Twice now in the 3 years that I've been there, we've got the maximum number that we can get. I mean, it's just incredible to think of the school that we have here in our family at Most Pure Heart of Mary. And while it's true that we do a great job of teaching academics and are in the top of the state with all schools, not just religious ones, the thing that makes me most proud of our school and the thing that gives me the most joy is to see our young people learning their faith, growing strong in their love of Jesus, coming together at Mass to receive the Eucharist, to be healed in confession. From a very early age, our Catholic schools are here to assist parents and helping instill that great life of faith. Because while it's true that we're great academically in many subjects, really any school could be good at teaching math or science or reading. We do that well. But if we look at the gospel today, Jesus, when he sits down to teach, he doesn't teach any math or science, or he doesn't do really any lab experiments or any projects. He sits down to teach, and he teaches them, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Not the kinds of lessons that we might expect to learn. Yet Jesus is saying that these qualities of character, are the most important. You know, in one of the translations of the Bible in English, they actually took this word blessed in Latin, beatus, and they translated it as happy. Well, it didn't last very long before the church said, you know what? We can't say happy. That's not what it means. It's much more than happy that Jesus wishes for us. Blessed implies that we are in right relationship with God in this life and are prepared to be with him in heaven. Because those who are mourning may not be able to be happy, but they can be blessed. I think if we look at this, it gives us the difference between a Catholic school and any other school. Any other school certainly is concerned with making our children happy, with teaching them to be good citizens, learning well to contribute to society. We think of our institutions of higher education, which teach students how to be good at a job or a skill, how to be happy. But we know that Jesus wishes more for us than merely being happy. He wishes that we might be blessed. And that requires imparting the knowledge and love of God. This is the great challenge of parents, and in cooperation with them, our teachers. I love to see the faith spread in our Catholic students. I love being the chaplain at Hayden High School. Tomorrow we'll gather there with the Archbishop and students from all over the city for a big mass to celebrate. It is a great gift. In fact, oftentimes if I'm ever feeling down a little bit, if I'm worried about something, all I have to do is walk from my house here at the rectory over to my office at St. Vincent's. Normally, there's somebody out on the playground, and it doesn't take long before one of the little kids kind of spot me, and it's like, hi, Father Sean! I'm like, hi, and I wave, and pretty soon everybody else starts to realize, oh, look, it's Father Sean, and more voices, hi, Father Sean, and they can't do it all together. They have to wait, and it's like 40 little voices, and if I don't wave to each one of them, it'll just not go well. So I have to keep waving, and I just kind of keep waving as I walk over, and then I get to the big playground, and maybe I have to play some kickball or some basketball. It really picks me up to be with our young people, our students. It is a great privilege to be a priest, but especially here where we have such a wonderful school. I'm especially blessed to be a chaplain at our high school, where I feel like we can really continue to make a difference. Where so many young people today in society seem to be going astray, we have a great chance in our Catholic schools to assist parents in forming well the faith in our young people. But as we do that, I just leave you with one thought, that Jesus promises that if we truly try to live our faith like this, we will be blessed. But he says, blessed are you when they insult you, persecute you, utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. It's not easy to create an entirely parallel school system to our public schools. Our school system was founded by people, our ancestors, who immigrated here a long time ago, who knew very much this anti-Catholic persecution. Our school systems exist because we knew if we were going to stick together as Catholics, the most important thing we had to pass on was our faith. And it was worth all the sacrifices that it would take financially and our time to create our own schools. Today we see the great fruit of that in schools like Most Pure Heart of Mary. We pray that parents today will continue to make the sacrifices that it takes to pass on the faith. Whether we use our Catholic schools or not, we recognize today the great sacrifice, the great witness to our faith that are our Catholic schools. May God continue to bless parents in their mission as primary educators. May he bless our Catholic schools, our teachers, our staff, our principals, all those who give their lives to hand on the faith to our young people. May we see the fruit of this effort today. in a church that is alive in the Spirit, alive with the faith, as we pass it on to the next generation as the greatest gift that Jesus left us.